Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Monday the 29th of May 2023. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, it was a much better day on the share market today with the S&P ASX 200 finishing up nearly 1% to 7,217 points. It was higher earlier in the day on the back of relief about the debt ceiling deal announced in the US over the weekend, but fell back during trading. It was very broad-based though, with 75% of stocks rising. The notable laggards were the tech stocks, which of course have done very well in recent sessions. Not sure that I've seen this before, but the top nine companies, the big four banks, BHP, CSL, Macquarie Bank, Woodside and Fortescue Metals, all rose more than 1%. There was plenty of corporate news around. AMP rose more than 1%, announcing a series of executive changes and flagging that it will dissolve its Australian wealth management structure. Select Harvest climbed 6% after flagging improved conditions for its 2024 crop. Humm Group jumped 10% after the Australian Securities and Investments Commission revoked the stop order placed on Humm's buy now pay later subsidiary. IDP Education tumbled 16%, the worst of the top 200, following Canada's decision to allow competitors to enter the student direct stream component of student visas. And ALS dropped 4%, notwithstanding it reported that its underlying net profit jumped 23%. Story number two, there are holidays in the UK and on Wall Street tonight, so there won't be a lot of equity market action responding to the debt ceiling solution. However, one proxy is cryptocurrencies. They always trade. Bitcoin today climbed to its highest level in more than 2 weeks amid a boost to investor sentiment. It jumped more than 3% to above $28,000 a unit. Other smaller tokens also posted gains. Bitcoin is now on a five-day streak of gains, its best stretch since March. Another proxy for risk is oil. It's also higher, and aren't we seeing it at the petrol bowser? And the Aussie dollar is buying about 65.5 US cents. Story number three, damage reports have come in after Melbourne was hit with a powerful 3.8 magnitude earthquake shortly before midnight last night. Fortunately, there doesn't appear to be casualties. High-rise buildings were shaking amid rolling tremors lasting around 20 seconds. According to Geoscience Australia, the earthquake epicentre was in the Sunbury region near Glenvale, about 30 kilometres north of Melbourne's CBD in the airport vicinity. It occurred at 11:41 p.m. at a depth of 3 kilometres and a magnitude of 3.8. People across the city woke to a thumping, roaring, sonic-like boom, prompting families and friends to text each other just to make sure everyone was safe. More than 20,000 people across the whole metropolis reported feeling the tremors to Geoscience Australia. Story number four, Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones says the government is looking to partner with private companies to build disaster resilience and improve the affordability of insurance. Speaking at the Actuaries Institute conference in Sydney, Jones said that as climate change worsens, it's Australians least able to afford insurance who are suffering the most. He also called on the insurance industry to up its game in recognising clients' work to minimise the risk of damage to their homes. He said by doing this, insurers can play in helping address underinsurance, non-insurance, and the affordability of protection. And finally, story number five, Russian forces pounded Ukraine's capital Kyiv overnight in what local officials describe as the largest kamikaze drone attack since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of the country 15 months ago. Officials said Ukraine's air defense systems had downed 58 of 59 incoming drones launched against Ukrainian targets, with 40 downed in Kyiv alone. The attack came as the city prepared for the annual Kyiv Day celebrations, held to mark its founding. It was the 14th air attack on the capital since the beginning of May. The engines of the drones were audible following their air raid sirens, followed by the sound of machine gun fire, surface-to-air defence systems, and the fighter jets seeking to intercept them. Officials reported damage across the city. That's it for the afternoon report for Monday the 29th of May 2023. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed. The top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.